Matthew 10. And having called to him his 12 disciples, he gave them power over unclean spirits, so that they should cast them out, and heal every disease and every bodily weakness. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew his brother; James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother; Philip and Bartholomew; Thomas and Matthew the tax gatherer; James the son of Alphaeus, and Lebbaeus, who was surnamed Thaddeus; Simon the Cananean, and Judas the Iscariot, who also delivered him up. These 12 Jesus sent out when he had charged them, saying, "Go not off into the way of the nations, and into a city of Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as ye go, preach, saying, The kingdom of the heavens has drawn nigh. Heal the infirm, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. Ye have received gratuitously, give gratuitously. Do not provide yourselves with gold or silver or brass for your belts, nor scrip for the way, nor two body coats, nor sandals, nor a staff, for the workman is worthy of his nourishment. But into whatsoever city or village ye enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there remain till ye go forth. And as ye enter into a house, salute it. And if the house indeed be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you nor hear your words, as ye go forth out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in judgment day than for that city. Behold, I send you as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore prudent as the serpents, and guileless as the doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to Sanhedrins, and scourge you in their synagogues. And ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony to them and to the nations. But when they deliver you up, be not careful how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given to you in that hour what ye shall speak. For ye are not the speakers, but the Spirit of your Father which speaks in you. But brother shall deliver up brother to death, and father child, and children shall rise up against parents and shall put them to death. And ye shall be hated of all on account of my name. But he that has endured to the end, he shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee to the other. For verily I say to you, ye shall not have completed the cities of Israel until the Son of Man be come. The disciple is not above his teacher, nor the bondman above his Lord. It is sufficient for the disciple that he should become as his teacher, and the bondman as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more those of his household? Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered which shall not be revealed, and secret which shall not be known. What I say to you in darkness, speak in the light, and what ye hear in the ear, preach upon the houses. And be not afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. But fear rather him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall to the ground without your Father. But of you even the hairs of the head are all numbered. Fear not therefore, ye are better than many sparrows. Every one therefore who shall confess me before men, I also will confess him before my Father who is in the heavens. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in the heavens. Do not think that I have come to send peace upon the earth. I have not come to send peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man at variance with his father, and the daughter with her mother, and the daughter-in-law with her mother-in-law, and they of his household shall be a man's enemies. He who loves father or mother above me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter above me is not worthy of me, and he who does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that finds his life shall lose it, and he who has lost his life for my sake shall find it. He that receives you receives me, and he that receives me receives him that sent me. He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink to one of these little ones a cold cup of water only, in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward.